Patrick, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Well, you're not the kind of guy that's a sensationalism kind of guy. You present the facts to us. You've helped us break a lot of news and information when it comes to precious metals. But you think that a meeting that has been called by the Department of Treasury and that was released in a news release yesterday is significant?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's a news release that came out last week from the Department of Labor announcing a September 14th and 15th joint hearing with the Department of Treasury. The subject is supposedly on lifetime income options for retirement plans, but what the basic objective of the meeting ultimately is to for the government to nationalize or confiscate 100% of private retirement assets.
What does that mean?
This means that, and this follows up from the proposal that was presented at a House committee hearing on October 7th, 2008. This was for the House Education and Labor Committee by Professor Teresa Ghilarducci of the New School for Social Research, where she advocated that the U.S. government seize 100% of the IRAs and 401k plans and replace the assets with U.S. Treasury debt paying 3% interest, and that once somebody retires, the assets in each person's account will be converted to an annuity. Professor Ghilarducci realized that just proposing this straight outright would not sit well with the public. So the way she proposed that the U.S. government proceed was to first establish a voluntary program and to give a bonus to people signing up. If you remember, in late 2008, a lot of people had lost a significant amount of value in their retirement accounts. And she proposed to for those volunteering to take U.S. government debt to convert the fund into Treasury debt at the value of an earlier higher value.
We're talking with Patrick Heller and about his commentary on precious metals prepared for CoinUpdate.com, or excuse me, CoinUpdate.com. There is a stunning statement that you make in this latest commentary, Patrick, and it reads as follows. The U.S. government is desperate to get its hands on the private assets to help cover soaring budget deficits and debts. And this is simply the largest and easiest piggy bank that could be seized. The Investment Company Institute's estimate that by the end of 2008, there were 3.6 plus trillion dollars of assets in IRAs and $2.3 trillion of assets in 401k plans. The government being desperate to get its hands on people's private money, that's a stunning statement.
No, well, it is the easiest place for the U.S. government to scrounge up money, which is why for years I've considered it to be the prime target for the government to try to get a hands on its citizens' assets.
Well, you've been talking about in your writings for more than 10 years that you've been warning folks that the U.S. government was eventually going to go after private retirement accounts and consider that the most important reason to avoid establishing precious metals IRAs. I know that you believe in making sure that you're able to get your hands on the precious metals that you buy. It seems like once this news does get out, there's going to be an outrage because this is people's money that they've been saving, and I'm sure they don't want anybody taking advantage of that and putting that retirement in jeopardy.
Exactly right. The brokerage houses and mutual funds realize they're going to lose a lot of fees if retirement accounts aren't using them to buy whatever assets somebody's buying. So they will be among the companies and speakers at these hearings. But the overall problem with what's going on is that the government is going to take valuable assets and basically replace them with promises.
And if those promises aren't there, that means people are going to lose their money.
For the U.S. government to take a step like this, to me, is a sign that the U.S. government believes the value of the U.S. dollar will be lower in the future than it is today. That's not my opinion. That's just a straight interpretation of this action. And would you want to trade a valuable asset for one that will be worth less in the future? I don't think most people would take that choice.
All right, so the hearing is going to be September 14th and 15th, and I know that a lot of us now are going to be watching that, and I know that you think that people should always diversify whatever they're doing to set aside retirement funds.
That's correct.
All right.
Saving for retirement is a good idea, but this is a step in the wrong direction.
All right, Patrick. And before I let you go, a couple more questions. And you had mentioned in an email that you shot to me that there's some other interesting news going on. There's a rumor that the head of China's central bank may have defected or on or after August 28th because no one can find him. Where do we stand with that?
A lesser official at the Chinese Central Bank issued a statement early this week saying that is not the case. He's just not available because he's been in meetings, but he has not been seen publicly since August 28th. The Chinese Central Bank has lost some money by holding U.S. Treasury debt as the value of the U.S. dollar has been declining. And the speculation is that he may be concerned about being punished because of this. I don't think that situation is as dire as portrayed, because I believe the Chinese government has traded or pledged as collateral some of this U.S. Treasury debt for buying assets like shares of companies or commodity resources. And in effect, they have hedged their risk of the fall in the value of the dollar.
And you know, I wonder about those, and it's a lot of money that this guy's nervous about, $400 billion. I wonder if that's affecting some issues that the United States and China are having conversations over, and one of those being the trade deficit.
I'm sure that's a touchy problem for both countries. China has so much U.S. Treasury debt that if the dollar declines, the Chinese government suffers. So they don't have any incentive for the dollar to decline. On the other hand, the way the U.S. government is piling up debt and having budget deficits, it's almost inevitable that the U.S. dollar will fall in the future.
And then, Patrick, you also mentioned that yesterday's gold close set a record high for the end of the month, which has significant influence with technical traders. What does that mean?
On August 31st, the price of gold, the last trading day of the month, set a record for the highest gold price. A lot of technical traders follow charts on the basis of end-of-the-month prices. And if you have a rising curve, there's a lot of momentum traders that say, that's a sign that I should be entering the gold market. So it's likely to increase demand and put pressure for the price of gold to set new record high prices in the near future.
And do you think those prices will continue to climb?
Yes.
For how long? For the rest of this quarter or indefinitely?
At least the next year or two.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much. Very interesting story. I know we're going to talk with this more, talk about this more. Thanks so much and enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony.